Hey guys, today I've got a very, very special guest. And you know, if you look at this podcast, if you look at the episodes, I don't do very many interviews. I do interviews with people that I feel have an extraordinary message, an extraordinary journey, and are living an extraordinary life. Today, I'm going to introduce you to my very, very good friend, Joshua Wilson. Now, Josh is a New Orleans guy. He and I met, some time ago. I've done work for, in his mastermind. He's part of the Inner Wealth Mastermind, but this guy is, he's heart, he's service, he's impact, he is wealth. I've watched him build a massive real estate empire. I've watched him, sell off most of that empire and get into business acquisitions. And now he's gobbling up businesses, building a portfolio and a brand around business acquisition. He's the CEO and owner of a business called JW Global Enterprises. And this guy is the real deal. He is full of knowledge and insight and wisdom. And he's heart. I love this guy. This interview, we're going to dive into his journey, his experiences, and how he's kind of like taking a fast lane into business acquisitions to fund and fuel his financial freedom. So I know you're going to enjoy Josh as much as I do. And I'm excited for you to hear what he has to say. You ever wake up feeling like there's something missing in your life? You ever feel the need to escape your business? Are you running your life or is your life running you? I'm Mike Kitko, and I'll help you design and create a life so authentic and aligned with who you really are, you'll get excited just to wake up. I'll help you create real wealth, success, and freedom from the inside out. Welcome to the Inner Wealth Podcast, where we learn and choose to live inspired each and every day. I'm going to give this guy a little soft introduction. I'm going to let him introduce himself, but this guy is, let me just say, he's my homeboy, all right? There have been three golden gooses in my life. And what I mean by golden goose, it's somebody that comes into your life and they drop gold into your lap because of who they are and the value they see in you, and that you're just sharing life together and you just support each other and encourage each other and lift each other up. And Josh is that for me. And we came... Our relationship started off like interesting that we didn't know each other, but we like fell into each other's lives and we've stayed connected and bonded. This guy is a life changer. So for a lot of people, this guy has made a lot of people, millionaires, and this guy has financially, successfully, changed the trajectory and the course of many, many people's lives that he came in contact with. And he's also helped people create lots of, my favorite word, freedom in their life. But this guy is also, he loves hard, he serves hard, and he cares hard. And this isn't just an interview for me, like with a discussion with somebody that's in and out of my life. This is my discussion, a discussion with somebody that matters immensely to me. This is my good friend, Josh Wilson.
What's happening, man? Oh God, that was a hell of an introduction. I mean, damn, I don't even know how to follow that up. Look, man. I'll tell you this. You know, when you were talking about, you know, creating freedom for other people, creating millionaires, and you know, that has to probably be the best part of my journey. Is the impact part. I mean, you know, you can make millions of dollars, you can buy a fancy house, you can have a nice car, you can go on exotic vacations. But at the end of the day, it's all fleeting, right? Being able to have that impact and help people, you know, because look, we've all been in situations where your mindset is completely fucked up, or you know, you're down in the dumps and you're just trying to figure out where to go next. And you know, we've all been there. I've been there. You know, even though you know I've had tremendous amount of success, I had many, many days and many, many times where. You know, weren't able to turn the engine on in the morning, you know, and so being able to, you know, help those people and turn their lives around and sharing that impact. And also at the same time, many investors that we've been able to take, you know, take their funds and be able to deploy it and give them some passive income, retire some people. So, you know, that's really what's important to me. And that's really what I love to do every single day. And I'm happy to be here with you to talk about, you know, our kind of lives together and our journey and where it got us and how we're here.
Yeah. And look, I'll share a little bit about my experience with you. We went down, Angie and I flew down to New Orleans and we attended Josh's workshop and his intensive. But the thing that struck me the most is we went down one time and you had opened up a coaching platform, a coaching container. Then the next time we went down a couple months later, you brought people up on stage that had gone from zero to seven figures. And there were many of them working with you and the work that you've done. But I do want to back up for a second, because what I've learned, not just through you, but working with people that are multimillionaires, is money opens up opportunities and money opens up experiences, but money doesn't create happiness, right? Money just gives you opportunities to find, you know, what lights you up and what experiences and what adventures. Can you talk about that a little bit?
That's 100% correct. I hear people say all the time, you know, and I get it in my DMs, believe it or not, and I get it on comments, you know. It's like, you know, the haters, you know, it's like, you know, they see that, you know, I talk about money. I you know, we're creating a tremendous amount of wealth, and I'm not afraid of it. And I'm not going to stand down to say that I want to go and be broke. I don't want to be broke. I've been broke and it sucks. And so the money has been able to provide me a fantastic life. But what it also has provided me is the opportunity to be able to, number one, I work on my health, right? Like I do things that cost me a lot of freaking money. You know, so if I don't have the money, I can't take care of my body like I do today. And then also, you know, the biggest one is the freedom, just like you said. You know, having the funds, having the wealth, having the money, you know, provides me the freedom to make choices, right? So when I get up in the morning, God willing, I'm able to have choices and options of how I want to structure my day and live life on my terms. You know, when I was broke, I had no choice but to wake up and go and do what I had to do to go make that money. Now, I spent 15 years of you know, perfecting my portfolio and building my companies, you know, so that I'm able to wake up and choose what I want to be able to do each day, God willing. And so, yeah, man, money is, it's not an evil thing. You know, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, and that comes from a broke mindset, which I'm sure you're used to.
Heck yeah.
Comes from a broke mindset of people saying, oh man, you know, you got all this money, you know, you need to give it to the people that don't have money. I mean, it's a bunch of horse shit. You know, it's just the lies and the stories that you're telling yourself over and over and over. And, you know, the great thing about having money is that I'm able, this is the bigger impact aside from the freedom, is that we have now over 100 employees in over 4 states that all rely on me every day to wake up, to pay their bills, to provide and support their families. That's what money is able to do. We're impacting lives of over 100 families around the country, and we're growing. We're getting ready to go take on Chicago. We're going to add on another 54 families, you know? So at the end of the day, yeah, money, you know, it could be bad, but at the same time, look what we're doing. We're able to provide a life for, we'll be 154 families in the next 30 days. And, you know, that's bigger than anything. So,
yeah. So I don't want to minimize when I said, you know, money can't make you happy. It won't. But man, it gives you options and it gives you opportunities. And the only people that think money is not important are broke. Like, that's also a poverty mindset to think that money's not important. I've never met one rich person who's ever said that money wasn't important. Money is important. It's not the destination. And there's a fella named Jesse Elder that I follow, and he's served it up simply. Money is awesome fuel, but it's a horrible destination. It's a horrible finish line, but it's the fuel to a really free, really rich, really fulfilling life, man. And you're the epitome of that.
It is. And it just, like you said, it provides you a lot of options, you know? So, you know, and I can give you some examples, you know, like, again, it goes back to my health, right? I do so many different, look, when I was broke and grinding and like trying to make money just to put food on the table, I wasn't worried about going to cold plunge and going into the sauna and getting genetic testing so I could, you know, make sure my body's at optimal levels. You know, like I wasn't worried about any of that crap because I didn't have any money. I was just trying to figure out a way to make money. Man. Now I have the funds. I have the ability. I have the freedom to be able to say, hey, I want to take care of myself. I want to have options in the morning and I want to be able to do different things, you know? And so I want to create more experiences, more memories. You don't have money, you're broke. Unfortunately, that ain't going to happen. And so it's just the reality. And there's a lot of people out there that want to keep telling themselves this false truth that like money is all evil. And at the end of the day, it's really not. It's just them. It's them trying to soothe themselves or numb themselves because they don't have it and they don't want to go work their ass off or go do something to get it.
I love that, man. I didn't mean to cut you off, but holy shit, I love that. That lights me up. And my wife is expensive. So, you know, like my wife loves nice things and I love my wife to have nice things. And I know
she does, Angie. I know she does. And she likes that G-Wagon.
I love being able to provide those things for her. So money is not the reason, but man, it sure makes life a whole lot more fun when we look at money as a game of Monopoly instead of life or death. And one thing that you were talking about, Josh, when you said you were waking up just to pay the bills and, you know, that's survival mode, right? We talk about survival mode and creation mode a lot. Now, can you share waking up and not having enough is survival mode, but I also know really, really wealthy people that are still in survival mode, like because they've never mentally and emotionally made that shift from survival mode into creation mode, knowing and believing and being okay that they have enough and that they're never going to need to struggle with money ever again. They just never flipped that switch. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I was there. I was in survival mode for a very long time, probably 14 years, for a very, very long time. And it all started with, you got to remember, like I got started in real estate. So when I got started, I started right during the crash of 08. And I went immediately from having kids to, you know, starting a new company. And then all of a sudden that new company that I just started, the market just crashed. So I went, you know, I was trying to do anything and everything, you know, to try to make sure I was putting food on the table, and that lasted. So what happened to me was that era of my life just kept going. Like I never got out of it. I was never able to like psych my mind up to think, okay, you know, we're going to get out of this. We're going to be able to move on. Even though, let's say, for instance, I was making money, we were doing fine, living in a great house, putting my kids in a great school, doing all the right things, I was still mentally in survival mode because I just could never get out of it. I'm sorry to hear a train in the background here. It's just like hulking its ass off.
I can't.
But freaking New Orleans for you. But you know, I was in survival mode and it lasted for a very long time. And so I remember, you know, I met you and, you know, you and I had some conversations as a back and forth. And, you know, one day, you know, I think I told you, I was like, you know, I'm in that zone. I can't figure out a way to break it, you know? And it's because I'm always worried about, I could have had $1 million in the bank and I was still in survival because mentally that's where I was there. That's where I was training my mind to think constantly in fight or flight all the time. Like, you know, when I would want to go take a risk or do something, you know, my mind's sitting here telling me, no, Josh, you know, we can't do that. You remember what happened the last time we did that? And it's just my mind is trying to keep me safe. And when I finally realized that, you know what, I'm fine, I'm happy, I'm healthy, I have a roof over my head, I have water that's coming out of the faucet, I can go take a shower, I can, you know, I can go walk tomorrow and I'm going to be able to breathe the air. Like life is good. It's okay. I got money in the bank. I'm not struggling. Get out of, you're not in that mode anymore.
Yeah.
Once I was able to realize that, and realize that my life is not, you know, it's not ending. It's not falling apart. Shit isn't falling down like it was before early on. Then I was able to flip that switch and get into creation mode. And I can tell you, holy shit, when you flip that switch and you get into creation mode, it is like, it's a drug. Like, no joke. It is like a drug. And it's something like I told you, I wake up every morning, like so early. I'm excited for the day. Because I'm able to create, I'm able to not have this live in this fear every single day when I wake up that everything is going to fall apart. And that's how I lived for a very long time. And I would say that in the past 2 or 3 years, I've been in creation mode, and we've been unstoppable. And so it's been an awesome, awesome journey.
The survival mode is all in your mind and body. It's your body is built to try to, and your mind to try to stay alive. And it'll just keep creating fear. If you don't understand it, if you don't know it, it'll keep creating fear and danger that doesn't exist, or fear for danger that doesn't exist. And it'll just keep you chasing. Even if you have seven figures in a bank, it'll still tell you it's not enough, not enough, not enough. And now you become afraid to lose it. So yes, you're not able to enjoy it anyway. And when you're not able to enjoy your wealth, you're still in survival mode. You're fighting for survival, and life is hand-to-hand combat. You never make that mental and emotional shift. And I saw that you made that shift, and that's when things really started skyrocketing.
You know what it was? It was honestly when, you know, when I got really, really clear about what I wanted out of my life. And, you know, what is it? You know, three C's, right? Clarity, commitment, and certainty.
Yep.
When I got really, really clear about what I wanted, you know, my vision just completely exploded. I realized that, you know, if I can get clear about what I want, make a huge commitment to that and not stop, and then flood myself with certainty, I'm unstoppable. There's no way I can lose. And yeah. So I was really clear, and I made a huge commitment. My goal was, when I left your media, it was like 10 companies or 10 million. We're on 6 companies now, and we're getting close, you know? So it's coming to fruition. And, it's because, I made that commitment, you know, and when I have doubt, look, and I'm going to tell, you know, everybody that's watching this too, you're going to still have doubt. You're
heck
still
yeah.
going to have fear, but it's just a way of reprogramming your mind to say, hey man, you know, you shut that side of the brain off. Like, look, I knew you already. I don't need you in my life anymore. You know, like I'm basically psyching myself up to say, yes, I've done this before. Yes, I know what I'm doing. Yes, we're going to win. Yes, this is going to work. Versus like, no, it's not going to work. We're going to lose everything. My life's going to end. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Like, I mean, all these different scenarios you try to play out in your head. And, it's just retraining your brain to think more positively versus, all the negative, effects that can go on, which that's easy to do.
Stories. They're all stories that your mind's telling you. And basically you're programmed and you're conditioned to think in a certain way until you retrain your mind to think in a different way. So this is why people struggle with money. Then when they're wealthy, they still think the same way. And because they haven't mentally and emotionally reconditioned their mind and their body to think and feel in new ways. Josh, you said 10 companies, 10 mil. So I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it. Is that 10 million in sales that you're after?
No, that's 10 million in income.
Income. Cash flow.
Yeah, cash flow. That's to the enterprise company. So that's what we want. That's our goal.
So for the JW Enterprises, which is your global venture, JW Enterprises to cash flow $10 million every year. So that's after expenses. So anybody who's not financially astute, that there's sales, there's expenses, and there's cash flow. Now I'm getting really excited because like money makes me happy, right? Like talking about money.
Me too. I love it.
Talking about money. Like I love when people make a lot of fucking money and like keep having fun with their money. Like, It blows me away when people make a lot of money and don't enjoy it, or people don't want to make a lot of money because they'll feel guilty and shameful for wanting to make a lot of money. But your target is to own 10 companies, 10 brands, and to cash flow annually $10 million. What are you going to do with all that money?
Look, I'll tell you this. It's hard to spend what I have now. And that's a great problem to have.
It is awesome.
And I honestly didn't think it would be that hard, you know, but it is. It is actually it is hard. I don't know. I want to create, you know, more impact, man. There's more things that I want to do. I'm selfish in the sense that like I want to have more experiences. I want to travel more. I want to be able to take my kids, you know, out of the country and show them the world. And, you know, you can't do that when you have $0 in your bank account, you know? Yeah. So, being able to have, you know, that, you know, setting that goal, It was, you know, I'll be honest with you. On the outset, the goal was very like pie in the sky for me. I'm like, there's no way I'll hit it, you know. Like, but I'm gonna be clear about it. That's what I want. But if I hit it, I hit it great. Now it's like really realistic that we may actually get there within probably the next year or two. You know, it's almost like, what's next? You know, like, what am I going to do after that? Now, I honestly, I don't have the answer to that. I still don't know what we're going to do after that. But you know, having the security and having the funds and having the ability to be able to change more lives is really what I'm trying to do. And then also, like I said, the selfish reason is to be able to enjoy it with my family and my kids and, you know, and yeah.
All right, I'm gonna bring everybody into a coaching conversation between me and Josh. Here's what you're gonna do with it, Josh. You don't need to do anything with it. You just need to enjoy making it. You just need to enjoy creating it. You just need to enjoy accumulating. Have the
that is where my heart is.
That's it. Like,
not really. At the end of the day, like, it's almost like, look, give me an example. It's like Tom Brady, right? Tom Brady when he is going out to win a Super Bowl. I guarantee you, if you asked him, what do you enjoy most, winning the Super Bowl or the journey to winning the Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. He's going to tell you it's the journey.
That's right.
And that's what it is for me. I enjoy the journey of the goal. And then once you reach the goal, it's like, well, fuck, you know, like, damn, now it's over. Now what? You know, so look, every day, man, like, you know, I share a lot of moments and memories with my team. I love my team to death, and you know, they are like family to me. And it's almost like having that camaraderie, you know, of having being on like a football team. You know, like we joke, we laugh, we cry, we, you know, we do all those things together. And that is what I love. I love inspiring people. I love motivating people. I love pushing people to beyond what they think they can do themselves. I mean, I can show you some text messages, man, of like some of our team members. And there are days where I get on their ass and they're like, man, why is Josh coming down on me so hard? And I tell them all the time, if you ever hear me come down on you, I'm not a micromanager by any means. But I was like, if I'm ever coming down on you, it's because I know you can do so much more, you know, and your potential is so much more. And take that as a compliment and not as me coming down, you know. So and that's what I love to do. Like, I probably should have been a coach. Like, I should have been a football coach or something. You know, because that is what motivates me. That's what gets me up every day and gets me excited. But it's the journey. I look forward to the journey every day and what the journey is going to allow me, or what road the journey is going to bring me down.
I love it, man. And that's that to me, that's the key insight. Is this is for me on the outside of your life. This is, you're just playing Monopoly. You're in front of a Monopoly board and you're just playing the game to have fun. It's not life or death. It's not win or lose. It's just playing the game to have fun. And the more you play it, the more fun you have, the more your wealth and your success expands. But the other key insight, another, is with that money that you've made, you do a lot of good in this world. A lot of people's lives improve, not just 154 families that you impact through your businesses and through their income and through the work that you do together. In your coaching programs, just by knowing you, my life has gotten better. Just in engaging. And I want to go back to the beginning of our relationship. So if I can tell this story, I saw a silly Facebook post from Josh. I didn't know who he was, right? I'm connected to a lot of real estate investors and a lot of people in the real estate space. And I saw a post and Josh said, hey, any speakers interested in speaking to my mastermind? And I didn't know Josh. I said, yeah, I'd love to do that. And without knowing who I was or what I was going to teach, he said, hey, okay, join us tonight. So I joined. I spent some time talking about mindset, talking about money mindset, talking about success mindset, talking about, you know, clarity, certainty, commitment, talking about the creation process. And Josh is like, after the call, everybody else got off and Josh said, holy shit, can you get, I've got a full day intensive tomorrow. Can you get your ass down here to New Orleans? And so can't do that. He said, okay, you're going to be at the next one. So we went from not knowing each other to him inviting me into his space. And because I was in his space, my life improved. That's the impact that Josh Wilson has on this world, that by being in his energy, your life expands and you're a gift to this world. And that's why you deserve to make more money. And you don't need that. Do you need any more? No. Do you deserve more? Absolutely. you don't need to do anything with it to justify creating more. That's a key aspect to a prosperity mindset, to a wealth mindset, to an abundance mindset. You don't need to do anything with it or have an ends in mind to create more and accumulate more. Just keep making the world better while you're accumulating. That's the only
100%. Thing you can do. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, let me rephrase this too also. So it always wasn't sunshine and rainbows, right? You know, so just like, you know, any entrepreneur's journey, you know, and you know, I'm sure for anybody watching out there, like, you're not alone if you're struggling, you know, like it's normal. It's the entrepreneur's roller coaster. But here's the great thing is that you don't have to. You know what I mean? Like you're struggling right now, but you don't have to. A lot of the times you're struggling because it's up here. And Mike, if you want to tell that story, you know, about when I was struggling, man, I lost $1 million 2 years ago. And I was in the dumps, man. I thought my world was over. And if you want to go in there and kind of talk about where I was mentally, not a good place.
Yeah. I mean, the call was, and I like to say when the really, really wealthy people are in a little bit of a pickle, they call me, right? Now they've got more money than me, but I've got the keys to mental and emotional freedom, right? And that's what people really want the money for, is mental and emotional freedom. So when people with a lot of money and a lot of success, when life starts to get heavy, they call me and I work them through some exercises and some thoughts. So Josh called me and said, "Hey man, it just feels like everything's dark and the walls are collapsing and I just lost 7 figures and like I don't know, I'm off balance and I feel like I'm trapped and like things are falling apart around me." And I said, "Josh, I'm gonna share something with you, man, and like, listen to this whole thing before you engage or talk." And I said, "Listen, man, you are going to die, and your family, they're all going to die, and everything you build is going to collapse, and everything that you accumulate is going to fall apart. It's going to perish at some point. The empire that you build, the legacy that you leave, is going to be forgotten. Like the life, this world, the earth, at some point, something's going to hit into it and the whole world's going to explode. So anything you build, anything you leave behind, any genetic blueprint you left behind in family or in ancestry, it's all going to be for nothing at some point. Don't take any of this shit too seriously. Have the time of your life. And if you're not having fun, you're doing it all wrong. Because it's all for nothing, because your last exhale is the only finish line. And if you're not enjoying every aspect of life between now and your last exhale, you're leaving a lot on the table and you're really not milking life for what you can really get out of it. Don't take any of it seriously and just play the game to just have the time of your life. Is that kind of what you remember?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was a tough spot, you know. Lost $1 million, did a deal in South Florida, and man, that freaking just tanked. And, you know, but I learned a lot. You know, the one thing, you know, that I did learn is that, you know, when I'm up against the wall, and this could be, you know, other people could probably relate to this, but when I'm up against the wall, I feel like sometimes I operate peak capacity. You know what I mean? Like I don't think I can operate at any higher level. And you know, other than being in creation. And you know, when I was up against the wall, you know, I remember I kept asking and telling, this is a cool little story. I'll tell this, but I was asking people, everybody I spoke to, "Hey, look, this is what's going on. I need a deal. Like I need a deal bad. I had some real estate that I just sold. You know, and I needed to take those funds and place those funds because I was bleeding like $50,000 a month of income, bleeding. And I say of income, of expenses. That was just to attorneys and the loss of the company. So not only was I losing $1 million or lost $1 million, I was still bleeding every month because I was paying attorney. So I was dying and I needed income fast. And so I happened to talk to one of the guys I bought a company from in Orlando, and I said, "Hey, you know, I need a deal. You know, as you know, I'm losing my ass off here. And he's like, I have a deal that I think a guy that I actually presented to you 3 years ago and you turned it down. He's like, do you want to take a look at it again? And I'm like, man, I'll look at anything. Please just give it to me. So, you know, he showed me the deal and I went through the numbers. I'll be honest with you. I was skimming through the numbers. I'm like looking, I literally went straight to the bottom line. I'm like, what's the net cash flow? You know? And so I'm like, okay, 400,000. I'm like, I'll take it. And so I literally, I negotiated this deal when I was like, my back was up against the wall. I bought this deal. This guy, and this is the crazy part. This guy was in a rough spot too. He was bleeding money because he was having a real estate venture, I think, that was going south. And so he was dying at the same time. So what this company needed was it needed an injection of cash flow and it needed a good operator. And at the time, I had a little bit of cash and I'm a great fucking operator. So I was like, I can do this. So I gave the guy $150,000 to walk away. And I assumed his $1 million SBA loan when I just lost $1 million. Okay. And we took this thing and turned this bad boy around, like literally in light speed, like no joke, light speed. We went from doing $400,000 a year to doing well over multi seven figures a year in less than 12 months. Wow. And that just goes to show you that when you really do get clear on what you want and you really commit to it and tell yourself you're going to freaking do it, it happens. And that deal is living proof of the three C's right there. And the other serendipitous part about all this is that I met the seller 3 months after we had closed the sale. We had to go to Bank of America and change over stuff. So I go to Boston. I walk up to him for the first time. I've never met this guy in person. I walk up to him for the first time. I put my hand out to go shake his hand. I'm like, hey, man, how you doing? Josh Wilson. He's like, hey, how you doing? His name was John Novus. And he's like, hey, you know, Josh, he's like, look, I want to tell you, man. He's like, you're an angel. And I looked at him and I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you're an angel. You saved me from losing my house. And I literally looked back at him, shook his hand and said, you're an angel. You saved me from losing mine. And so how crazy how things work out. You just got to let them happen. Stop trying to force it. It will happen if you get clear on what you want, commit to it, and flood yourself with certainty that's going to happen.
And not
exactly that.
I've never seen anyone. And it's funny, you know, the creation process, three C's, you put commitment second, and I always put it third, right?
I know.
I don't know if you've ever.
How'd you know that? Yeah.
That's by design for you, right? What commitment's more important to you than certainty, or in the prioritization? For me, it's certainty is the most important, or is the second most important. But anyway, I digress. I have never, ever seen anyone get really clear about what they want and go all in and let go of the stories in their mind and body, take action, be patient, and just wait for magic to happen. I've never seen it not work. And commitment is it a key that unlocks results? I have never, and commitment is 100%. And you know, at the workshop and in our time together when I was down in Pigeon Forge with your group, 99% commitment equals 0% commitment. That means
I love that. When you said that hits hard.
That means when you're at 99% commitment, that means you still have an escape plan. That means you still have an out. You're giving yourself an out. And you've heard, you know, we've all heard burn the ships and, you know, what is it? The movie 300, I think. You know, I mean, you literally you're either going to perform or you're going to die, right? I mean, that's commitment. Like there is no doubt in my mind that this is going to happen and I'm going to stay in the game until it does. That's commitment. That's the power of commitment. I've never seen it not work.
It absolutely worked for me. You know, I had no choice. I had to commit. And most people, you know, what is the saying, Mike? They say like, you know, when the fear of the unknown or something is greater than the actual, how's that saying go? But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I can't pull it right now.
That saying is like so true because like when the fear is greater, and if somebody here is watching, if you could help us out, type that into the comments. Let us know what that saying is. I think it's the fear of the unknown is greater than the fear of the current or situation you're in now. that's when people actually change and make a change. You know,
I want to say it in a different way. When your future is more inspired than the fear of where you're living now, and the mediocrity that you're living in right now, when the future is more inspired than the satisfaction that you're having now, that you're experiencing now, that's when you'll start to shift into creation mode, and that's when the future will pull you forward. So it's about letting go. This creation process, the creation mode, is about letting go of these circumstances so that you can create higher level circumstances. And I'm talking about in your health, in your wealth, in the impact, in your relationships, just in everything, every aspect of your life. When you get clear, when you go all in, when you do this mindset work, we experience the world through the thoughts and the beliefs that we have. And it's shifting those beliefs and those thoughts to the thoughts and beliefs that empower you towards your vision. And that's the certainty part. That's just the letting go of the doubt, letting go of the worry, knowing that you can replace it with a higher level story.
100%. Yep. I absolutely love that.
So where are you now, man? What are you doing? What are you building? What are you working on? You got six companies. You're getting close to cash flowing $10 million. You're on that climb. Where are you? What are you doing? And what are you looking for?
Yeah, so I mean, we're getting there now. We have our next acquisition in Chicago. That's another school transportation company. That will be company number six. So really, really excited about that one. We probably haven't been this excited about an acquisition in a while. So the team's been working hard. We were just up in Chicago the other week, and we're really excited for it. So that's down the pipeline. I'm doing M&A stuff now. So doing a lot of mergers and acquisitions it's been a fantastic journey. I've been in it now for about 5 years, really hard, in that journey. I was in real estate before that for a very long time. I still do real estate, but I'm not doing the same single family duplex, game anymore. It's just not in my wheelhouse. And that's another thing, I want to bring up too. I've had people ask me, why'd you get out of real estate? What's the big deal? I think you should just stay true to what . And if I did that, then I think I would never grow. Mm. And if I was always in that same spot and I was always buying duplexes and single family homes and never moving up the ladder, I'm never going to grow. And we as humans, we crave the growth every day. I just want to move my foot 1 foot forward. That's what I look forward to every single day. And so that's the reason why I pivoted. I didn't feel like I was growing anymore in the space. And so I went over to the business side, and I'll be honest with you, the cash flow is freaking incredible. Real estate is great. It's a slow, slow rich man's game. I get it. I understand it. And I still have real estate. So I'm not saying that you should divest all your real estate and go into M&A, because that's not for everyone either. You have to be a specific person to be able to lead organizations like we have. And so I thrive on that. So if you don't thrive on that, you don't like leading people, if you're an introvert, then it's probably not for you. That's what we're doing. So we're buying companies. We're looking for, we're looking for capital. We're looking for investors and partners to partner with. If you have a deal out there that, you're considering selling, that you want to maybe exit your business, or maybe you know someone that has a business and they're looking to exit, reach out to me, shoot me a DM, let me know. I'll respond back to you and let you know if it's something we can do. But at any rate, I can look at it and tell you whether or not it has potential, and you can look at it from my lens and give you my perspective. So that's really what we're doing. We're trying to acquire more companies, trying to impact more people, and we're trying to bring more people along. Man, I got a great story too. Aura, who's in your program as well, she was in my mastermind, and she was doing okay and thriving in her mastermind. And we brought her on. She came and she now works for the JW Global side, our holding company side. And she is, she is thriving and doing all kinds of fantastic things for our company. And, so it just shows you like the opportunities, right, that creating wealth does. We were able to take Aura out of a job that You know, she was not feeling fulfilled with anymore, and now she's thriving. I actually get to meet with her here in about an hour. So, you know, and those are the things that wealth does. Those are the things that money allows you to do. It allows us to take more people on the journey with us, you know, to continue to create more freedom and more wealth.
Yeah. R is a rock star, and she just needed somebody in her life to believe in her. And yep. Now she's got a bunch of us. But now, here's a question. Let's talk about the M&A game a little bit. The first business you bought cash flowed $400K per year. Why would someone sell that business?
Yeah. So, yes, exactly. So the guy, the seller that I bought it from, he was in a spot where he, number one, he needed some cash. Mm-hmm. But number two, the worst part you can put yourself in was he was the employee in the business.
Yeah.
So that was my first business. I you know, looking back, I probably now, knowing what I know now, I would have never bought that business today. So if you presented that business to me today, I would never buy. And it's just because of where I am now with our current companies. It would be too much work and too much effort to build it up. It's like an example would be like in real estate, you're buying a rehab, a value add property. I don't buy value adds anymore. I'd rather overpay for a great company than underpay for a shitty company. You know what I mean? So that's the reason why people would sell. So like this particular gentleman, you know, he was in a spot where he was driving the van every day. He was dispatching from his van. He was making 400K a year, but he was freaking driving. You know what I mean? And he needed the 400K to live because that was his lifestyle. That's what his family became accustomed to. So when you basically are putting yourself in a corner, you have no other option but to exit, to sell. So that's what he did. He ended up selling for 350K. He over financed 50% of that 350K. And I put the rest of the down payment and I bought that company. And we're doing now. I mean, we are, those guys over there, man, are crushing that company. They're doing this year. We should definitely do 7 figures. So that just goes to show you, you know, when you put a good operator in place, and that is also to say, you don't see me driving. I'm not in Orlando right now driving the van, but we're still going to probably do 7 figures this year in net cash flow because of the systems and the processes that we put in place. Because look, at the end of the day, I didn't need the money at the time. I was doing real estate. So I was able to really dive in, get it fixed and operate it properly, and then let the growth do its thing and give it time, right? At the end of the day, time is going to be your best asset and your best friend. Most people fail because they don't have enough time, you know, like same thing in the casino, right? You go play blackjack in the casino. At the end of the day, if you give yourself enough time, you will win at the blackjack table. The problem is that most people don't give themselves enough time because they go all in with one hand. And so all their chips just go out the window. But over time, you will win and pick up some winning hands, and then you get up and you get out. Same thing with this, is that you need to give yourself time. And if you do that, you know, you'll see the fruits of your labor. Like I said, we've been doing this deal now for 5 years. My first year I did the deal, we went from doing 400K to doing 50K. And you probably ask, well, how did that happen? Well, that's because we had to put an entire management team in place so that I wasn't driving the vehicles every day. And so we put an entire management team in place, made 50K, but I wasn't doing anything anymore, so which is great. And then we just slowly started growing it. 50K, 250, 400, 7 figures, you know? So over time, that's what happens, and that's how we operate.
So let me slow some things down because I think there's some valuable stuff in there. And one thing that I've learned is like when we know something, we teach it quickly, thinking that it's easy for everybody to understand. But I want to slow this down a little bit and unpack something, Josh, because the first time I heard this from our friend Kyle Mallion, the first time I heard this at the Next Deal Mastermind, it blew my mind. There are six-figure cash flowing companies out there that the owners are looking to sell. They're looking to sell because maybe they're ready to pack it in. Maybe they're going through a divorce. Maybe they're, you know, maybe somebody died in their life. Maybe they're just a chapter's closed. Maybe their family doesn't want to take it over, and they're holding on to, and they own a cash flowing business, and they're looking for somebody else to come in and own it. And when you buy this business, and you can buy it without a lot of money out of your own pocket, you could have it owner financed, which means that you're basically getting a loan and you make a monthly payment that's way less than the monthly cash flow. This person that's selling is gonna sell it to someone who's just willing to come in and be the owner, sometimes owner operator of the business. This guy had a job and he was looking, he didn't have a business. He had a job. He had built himself an extravagant job and he was looking for someone to come in and take his job away. You took his job away and you made a business out of it. Now you get the back out, you put an operator in place, you get the back out, and that machine runs without your control, without your energy, without your intensity, without your effort, and you get to be the guiding force, not the driving force. So, and these businesses are out there, and Josh finds them, and he gets some money, some loans and some financing, goes out and buys this entity, and like controls it, adds it to JW Global Enterprises, where there's already an operations team. And Josh just gets the ability to step back and let his team manage the businesses, and it cash flows and puts money into Josh's pocket. It's a beautiful, beautiful story. And these opportunities are available. Now, I want to go back to Josh always looks for money so that he can finance these deals. Tell us more about that, Josh.
Yeah. So, you know, we're always looking for capital partners, whether we're raising debt or we're raising equity. And we're always looking for partners that want to get, a solid return on their money. And so whether, you know, you're looking for, you know, fixed income, you just want a nice little passive check every month and you want to know what it's going to be every month, we have debt structures that we could do that as well. Or if you're, you know, you're like, hey, man, I want to be a part of a, I want to be a small part of the company. I want to have a little equity in there because I want to get my feet wet. I want to understand how you operate, how you take these companies and do what you do, and the systems you use, and you know, work with your team. And so we have some folks that will invest with us on the equity side as well, and get a 2.5%, 5% equity, whatever it is, whatever, depending on the deal, and they get to share on the upside. So when we take these companies and we're doing $400,000, and then we turn them into $1.5 million a year cash flow machines, they're able to get a piece of that upside and be able to enjoy the fruits of that. So, but also at the same time, they're getting a free education on what we do, you know? So, that would be the huge benefit of joining, our team. And then here's the other piece that I really haven't talked about, that I think is extremely important to me and probably the most advantageous of joining our team as an equity partner, is that if you have a deal, let's say you have a deal and you're in the school transportation space and you're like, you know what, Josh, I want you to acquire me, or I want to merge. We can go out, acquire that deal. You can come in as an equity partner on our deal, and we plug your deal under our JW Global Enterprise umbrella. And all we're doing is, since we already have a bunch of companies under the umbrella, we are increasing our enterprise value as a whole, as a holding company. And what that is going to do is, at some point, once we cross over a certain metric on cash flow wise, we will start entertaining the attention of the PE firms. And as long as we can stay in that one vertical, we'll get the attention of the PE firms, and then we can go and sell at a higher multiple. So let's say, for instance, you know, you have a business that is churning out $1 million a year cash flow. I'll pay you $3 million for that. Okay, great. But what if I told you we take that $1 million, we throw it into our already $10 million a year, and we can go to a PE firm and get maybe a 7 or 8x multiple. Mm-hmm. So you see what we did there. All we did was, you came to our side and increased your value because of our value we already bring to the table. That's really what we're doing. We're trying to find more partners like that that we can bring in under our umbrella, since we already have a strategic, company with our other entities. And that's really where we feel we're going to really make, a bigger pitch and a stronger exit down the road, is that we'll be able to sell the JW Global Enterprise or one of the verticals at a higher multiple down the road, which in turn will get the partners a higher exit.
That's beautiful. So, in a nutshell, Josh is looking to make you rich, really, really rich.
Essentially. Yep.
Yeah. And partner with awesome people who are also on the same path, right? So let me unpack that a little bit. Josh is always looking for people with cash who want to invest in him, in his business, in potentially your business with an equity stake, and be part of something, a bigger machine that's creating wealth and success in your life, in everybody else's life and all your partners' lives, and doing a lot of good and positively impacting this world. Because, you know, what I know from Josh in his heart, he's not going to throw himself into something that hurts people, right? And he's going to leave a positive mark no matter where he goes. Is there anything I'm missing, Josh?
No, man, I think you hit the nail on the head. And, you know, it's, you know, we love what we're doing every day. We're changing lives. We're making people a lot of money. And, you know, we're having fun at the same time. And, I'm just enjoying the journey, man.
Yeah. Listen, if any of that sounded like interesting to you, partnering with Josh, maybe buying a business, maybe bolting it on to JW Global Enterprises. I almost said that backwards again. If you're interested in any of that, reach out to Josh. You can connect with him on social media. He's a social media monster, I guess. Guy's got a great presence. But Josh will also be, Josh is part of Inner Wealth Global, or the Inner Wealth Mastermind. So he's really accessible through me. If you want to get connected, you can reach out to me. But if you want, you can also at the next workshop that we're having in New Orleans. It's the Destination Millionaire Mindset Workshop. Josh will be there. So I'll put all the links in comments and in the show notes and stuff like that. So, but if you want to get in touch and get in contact with Josh, reach out. He's accessible. He wants to do business with you, and he's going to leave you better than he found you. Right. Josh is my homeboy. And you've been such a blessing in my life, Josh. And I was excited when you agreed to jump on here and jam with me, man.
Yeah, man. This was fun. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, I love always telling the story, man, about how much you've impacted my life and helped me. So, really happy to share that. And like I said, you know, anybody, if you're on the fence and you're thinking about changing your mindset and getting from survival to creation mode, Mike is the guy to do it. He will absolutely change your life. He's changed my life. And everybody I come in contact with, they're like, man, what is this new vibe about you? This new, like, you know, aura, you know, like, and I always credit you. So
thanks, man. I appreciate that. So I'm going to tell that story, but right before we go, I'm going to tell this story about that picture that I posted on Facebook.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So at Josh's Next Deal Mastermind, it was his the last retreat that he had with his mastermind. And we went down to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and it was an awesome weekend. We were like, Angie and I stayed at the cabin, and we stayed with the people, and it was awesome. It was immersive, and it was a powerful session. And Josh took us all out to dinner, like footed the bill for it. Who was it that got two tomahawk steaks?
Yeah, anyway, it was George, but yeah,
George,
he got two tomahawk steaks,
but
we'll leave that one.
Anyway, so Josh. Yeah, Josh footed the bill for that one. But anyway, we're at this really long table, and I'm all the way at one end of the table, and Josh is in the middle, and he and I were texting back and forth, like, and it was just to be like these little, you know, one like quick hitters, but it turned into a whole conversation, and we're just like looking at each other, going, "Can you fucking believe this? We're sitting here at this table, and we just like keep."
I think also, so, I think we were commenting on each other's Facebook posts too. Like,
nah, we were.
It's like, we're like trying to push the algorithm. And I'm like commenting on your Facebook post as I'm sitting across from you at the table. I'm like, this is crazy. This world we live in. Like, we're not communicating via person, like our mouths. We're literally typing on a damn social media app, letting them know, we're doing good. So
anyway. But it's like we were in different states. But anyway, when we left the dinner, we went outside and we took a picture of us, and we were literally in that picture. We were texting each other. So,
yes. But anyway,
listen, guys, Josh is an awesome, awesome human being. It makes a great dent in this world. Connect with him. He's looking to partner with you. If you want to partner with somebody and like, hook your wagons to somebody that can change the entire trajectory of your life. Josh Wilson is the man. Brother, thank you for being my ally. Thank you for being my advocate, my supporter, And thanks for making my life better, man. I just can't wait for these people to get a load of you, man.
Thank you so much, man. Awesome. This was fun.
If you enjoyed what you heard and you want to learn more, go to www.innerwealthglobal.com for more tools and resources.